Deng George, acting chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Abyei, says 25,000 individuals and hundreds of farms from the villages of Awal, Agok, Abitok, Agany Achueng, Agany Tong, and Kadian have been severely affected by the flooding.
We have around 8 areas affected by the flood. So many houses also affected. Number one, we have a wall area of a wall, which is in Rumamir County, plus the villages around affected individuals. 8400, that is individuals in a wall, 256 households. Okay, the second is above area affected individuals, 1573, household is 358. Abatok area affected is 10,420 individuals.
Joy says the IDPs are in dire humanitarian need, but humanitarian organizations suspended operations in the area due to renewed clashes between the Dinka Ngok and Twitch community of Warab State. Dwight says the insecurity has hampered the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the most needy.
There is some NGOs that are trying to respond, but according to the, there is a war happened last week. Now I think they stopped what they want to do, because there is a place called Maibong. There is UN team side there, and we plan with agencies to remove those items by the plane to Maibong inside. But because of the war which is took place last week, this thing now we finish until next week or until further notice.
Chola Gwok, a resident of Abyei's Alal County, says people have been confined to small areas where the ground is higher, causing crowded conditions, resulting in a surge in a number of waterborne diseases.
There's a small high ground in Awolnom. That is the place many people are seeking shelter now. About 5 families share one house. Now there is a congestion and disease like malaria and diarrhea have emerged. This is dangerous for children because people defecate in the same place.
The United Nations Interim Security Force for Abyei, or UNISPA, says it is disturbed by the renewed attacks in Abyei. UNISPA spokesperson Daniel Adekera says the Abyei force has increased its patrols and is engaging both the administration and traditional leaders to convince young people to exercise restraint while a political solution is pursued.
The mission has activated its protection of civilians and is working together with OCHA to provide basic humanitarian assistance to the displaced. Mission leadership would want to advise that violence of any kind cannot solve the problem. Rather, it can only increase tension in the area. UNISFA would encourage the youth to listen to their political leaders and who are in the process of finding a political solution to whatever grievances they may have.
Adekera says UNISPA is fully committed to pursuing its mandate to ensure that the area is free of arms and that armed groups. Abyei straddles Sudan and South Sudan's borders, fighting erupted in the area in 2011. Khartoum and Juba agreed to allow a neutral peacekeeping mission to foster security in the area until a political solution was reached. UNISFA was established through United Nations Security Council Resolution 1990 of June 27, 2011. Under the 1990 resolution, more than 5,000 Ethiopian troops were deployed to provide security and protect civilians under imminent threat of violence in the disputed border region. UNISPA monitors the border area between the north and the south and is authorized to use force in protecting civilians and humanitarian workers. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.